This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Spiegel and Holmes talking to you, the Bears fan. Hey, Joe, you're on the Score.
Joe.
My neighbor, who's from Naperville, and we live in Wisconsin.
He's my neighbor. He is barely my...
Behind the cheddar curtain, he's got a flagpole. He always has the Packer flag above the Bear flag and the Bear flag upside down.
Oh. Wars are fought with weapons, but they are won by men. We are going to win this war because we have the best men.
So at halftime, he came out and ran it up. So I saw that because I had my dog, walking my dog. I went over and knocked on the door, and I said, are you sure about that?
You sure about that? You sure about that?
I said, the Bears are a second-half team. They might come back. He said, no way. They're done. He said, book that. So at the end of the game, I came over to his house, knocked on the door. I said, are you going to take that flag down or am I?
Captain says he wants that flag.
He wants this flag?
Yes, sir.
We just put the damn thing up.
Yes, sir.
And he goes, I ain't taking it down, dude. Wait till next year. I said, yeah, that's what you guys got this year.
Uh-huh.
So I went over to his flagpole, and I cut the rope and took the Bear flag.
Spectacle of fearsome acts. Somebody rises against me. I cut off his head, stick it on a pike. Raise it high up so all on the streets can see. That's what preserves the order of things.
That was amazing. He cut the rope and took the flag.
He literally captured the flag. Good for him.
Don't know about you. I never get tired of this scene. And now we move on to the main event.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We got another hour to go before we are up out of here. Big Ann Heron is sitting in for Speegs. Carmen Vitale will be hosting the show with me tomorrow as Speegs is participating in Hell Week.
Sounds strenuous.
It does. And it
just based off the label, not when you actually get into the minutiae of what it entails, but it does. Like Hell Week sounds like he's really going through something this week.
Hell Week sounds like he's rushing a fraternity. That's what it sounds like.
Hell Week sounds like he is enlisted in basic training.
Yeah.
A fraternity he's already in, by the way.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you're
nothing will change. That's,
you're 100% right about that, Tanny. A fraternity that he is the president of. Hmm. And yet it is hell week for him. He will be back on Thursday.
Kappa Alpha Spiegel, something like that.
Sure. We can figure something out.
All right. But
they got canes and everything.
There you go.
They do a stroll and they love Indiana for some strange reason.
For some weird reason.
All that good stuff. Yeah. It's Alpha Chapter. I understand why the Kappas love Indiana. Anyway, let's talk about Ben Johnson, because what has been a fun story for us to kind of cover here locally has now taken a turn. And nationally, people are paying attention to what has been the beef between Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur.
It's bad enough where friends of Matt LaFleur around the league who will remain nameless can't stand Ben Johnson.
Ooh.
Because of the feelings and the treatment they know he has towards Matt LaFleur. So the point that I'm telling you, this is me, I ain't giving you an opinion. I'm telling you what I was told.
That's what Stephen A. Smith had to say about it.
Ben Johnson better be careful. You don't want to make an enemy out of him.
I guess not. I guess not. It's a whole thing. And, you know, it's kind of amazing that it's gotten to this point. I don't have an issue with it.
Well, with which part?
I don't have an...
With the handshake, with the locker room, with the reaction to it.
Zero.
Okay.
I've had no issue with any of this stuff. Because I think that the Bears have needed someone to be an avatar for them and against Green Bay. And it can't be George, because George is probably too nice, even though he's petty too. You know, he's right. Got the Packers urinal cakes and everything else.
Yeah, right.
And I love that he now has a coach that is willing to take it on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Willing to go in there and do his thing.
Ben is kind of George's anger interpreter.
Yes.
Basically.
He's Luther.
Right.
He's Luther, the anger interpreter for George.
When George is lining up, shaking fans with hands, if he sees somebody with a Packers jersey on, here's Ben over his shoulder saying something vile to him because they're repping Green Bay.
Rivalry is supposed to be fun. Mm. I will say, it does seem a little more personal. Like, it doesn't seem as much about Green Bay as it does about Matt LaFleur.
Hey, I don't know why.
But if that's the way that he handles it, okay. If that's how he can get his hands and his feelings on this rivalry
around the throat of an opposing I didn't know
metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically, yes.
And I'll just say that, like, I listened to Matt LaFleur on the Pivot podcast back in August, and I thought he was great. Like, I was like, I like this guy. Like,
sure.
He seems like he's a really interesting guy with a great coaching story.
Anything that I dislike about Matt LaFleur? I haven't done a deep dive yet or anything, but
if you look at like the careers of LaFleur and Shanahan and McVay and Johnson and McDaniel, like, they're all similar but not the same. Like, they all had, at some point, they were the man. Like, Ben was a state championship quarterback. And didn't McVay win player of the year? Was it over Calvin Johnson in Georgia?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
I think he won Georgia State player of the year over him. So, like, they all have got these stories. LaFleur was a quarterback in college, and McDaniel played in the Ivy League. Like, they all.
These are high achievers.
Yeah, these are really high achievers, like, all the way around. And I keep wondering, was there some sort of slight? Like, was there a slight that no one at the Bears even knows about that Ben's been holding on to for a long time?
Seeking, like, a logical explanation for the what feels like the directed ire from Ben Johnson to Matt LaFleur. Because Matt LaFleur's initial reaction, and we went so deep into the season without a Bears-Packers game. So the Bears season could really have this major arc to it. The Packers season could ride these waves. And then we finally got that. What was the first matchup? Was it like week 14 or something when they finally met in the regular season and they saw each other 2 out of 3 weeks? And everything leading into that final first time where Ben Johnson was going to be on the opposite sideline from Matt LaFleur was about Ben Johnson's comments from the opening press conference about enjoying beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. And it did seem odd, not in just sort of highlighting the rivalry, but the fact that you had an incoming head coach, a first-time head coach with no experience as a head coach, name-checking the head coach himself. He didn't say, like, I really enjoyed beating the Packers twice a year, and I'm going to do that again when I'm representing the Bears against the Packers. He said Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he said Matt LaFleur. Like, I wonder if this is one of those – because, look, I am petty like this.
I respect you admitting that.
I have some of this in me, and it might not be a thing of like with him, like, going after the guy. Like, there are people that I know I have been wronged or slighted by, and I haven't said anything publicly about it, but I know, and when I see them, I treat them accordingly.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
So if you
hear the Kill Bill music, like when the bride is there and the screen turns red and it's like, oh, you're the one who wronged me in the past. And, wow, 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 bum,
bum, some bum, people bum, wait bum, 20 bum. Years to say things publicly.
Some do. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Okay. Years ago, I had a friend in the industry that was like, hey, you know who you should, I was looking for an agent at the time. And this person was like, you should use my agent. And I was like, great. Like, getting an endorsement from you to your agent would be awesome. And this person was like, oh, well, you just do radio. So not that interested. And I was like, oh, really?
Right.
Is that right?
It became personal.
It sure did. It sure did. And I'll just say, this person has lost out on a lot of commission.
Okay.
By not being my agent.
Right. Yeah.
And recently that person actually came back to me.
Oh, really?
And was like, you know, whatever you need. And I was like,
past tense or present tense? Because I think
recently
we've been down that road. No, I mean, like, for your thought was like, need or needed?
I needed.
Right.
And then I was like, you know what? Turns out didn't need any of it. Did my own deal.
Uh-huh.
Don't even have an agent anymore.
Uh-huh.
But whenever I hear of that person or see that person, I'm like,
Don't let me catch you alone. Don't let me catch you in them streets. So right. I understand the level of petty that is within someone like Ben Johnson. But I personally, I am okay with him being a bit of a villain. Now, what I wonder is, because the Bears haven't been in this position, mm-hmm. Lovie Smith is a really nice man.
Yeah.
Now, he's a competitor and fiery when he needs to be, not a cusser, right? Like, he kind of embodied exactly what the McCaskies would want, and also he was successful. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you've got kind of a weird guy being the coach of the team. And then you got a guy who's fiery, but not outwardly rude to the coaching fraternity, which is part of the reason why I think that you're seeing a lot of coverage of Matt Nagy and him being having the opportunity in the platform.
Where's all this coming from right now? Like, why is this dude everywhere right now? He's going to be on some national ad campaigns pretty soon, like all these backup quarterbacks we're seeing on commercials right now.
It is interesting.
This is the summer of Nagy that's coming up. What are we doing?
Yes, it's interesting that he is getting all this coverage. Mm-hmm. Really nice guy. Like, my interactions with Matt Nagy were great. Like, I really liked him. It just didn't work.
I liked him a lot, too. Like, when he got fired, that was one of my first tweets was, you know what? I really like Matt Nagy, but it makes sense to get rid of him. Why? I don't care that you like Matt Nagy. Everybody responding about they don't care how much. They should have fired him. I'm just saying, all right. He was cool enough when we interacted. I like the guy.
Now, the truth is that Chicago, in our souls, we actually are used to having the bad guy. Mm. We had Jordan, who was the worst bad guy of them all.
Right?
This is a guy that would make stuff up. He didn't even care. He was petty in his Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah.
All this stuff. But to us, you know, he's a superhero. And I think that it's just my opinion that for the Score listener, the Bears fan, I think they are eating this up. I think they have been waiting for someone to be this guy to the Packers, to not be afraid. And I don't even know if it's false bravado. I know that he is walked out there and there are 8 million people behind him.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, exactly. You were thinking exactly what I was thinking. F the Packers. Always. DJ Moore said it a couple weeks before that.
Yeah.
On live television.
And it helps that they're delivering on it too. The bravado is one thing. Like, you know, Indiana football coach Kurt Cignetti just comes out of nowhere with all this brashness, all this bravado, and he's delivered on it at a level that nobody could have expected, with them on course to maybe win the first national championship in the history of their football program. Ben Johnson kicked the door in talking about the Packers, and why it feels a little bit more personal and specifically directed at Matt LaFleur is that he's not necessarily as brash and demonstrative when talking about any of the other coaches. He has name checked the one main arch nemesis for the Bears, and he is very comfortable, and it is obvious that he's very comfortable seeing and being the antagonist to Green Bay and to Matt LaFleur, and the Bears walk off that field victorious. And so Ben Johnson, with the, you know, kind of hoo-hoo little grin on his face, as he very quickly shakes Matt LaFleur's hand on the way by.
After LaFleur done it to him.
Yes. Not exactly the same, but yes.
It's an important point to make LaFleur did it to him. And so he gave him the business down
and
there.
And all these things are open to interpretation.
Sure,
but yes, it was a very quick handshake. It was a very quick handshake every time. You can find clips where all three handshakes
it was a very
are just spliced together.
It was just harumph for rump. Now, my level of petty would not have been to do the quick handshake. I'd have looked that man dead in his eye.
You'd have held on to the hand for an extra minute.
I would have. You guys remember what CJ Stroud did to Caleb? You remember when he tried to sun Caleb?
Or what Tom Brady did to every quarterback for over a decade?
Yeah. Right.
Like, you remember when CJ Stroud was like, all right, little bro, yeah, man, it's going to be all right. That's what I would have done to LaFleur. I'd be like, hey, you guys played a really great game, man. It's going to get better. See you next year.
Just a side note to Alex's point about Tom Brady. In Tampa, the one time that Tom Brady couldn't wait to rush off the fields when Nick Foles and the Bears beat Tom Brady. And every other time, it was like the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar retirement tour. Tom shaking everybody's hand, dapping everybody up. Nick Foles beat him again that season with the Bears. Tom was off the field in a heartbeat. Could not wait to get out of there.
That goes back to that Super Bowl.
Exactly. Talking about petty.
Y'all remember that game? Remember?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.